This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you guys are having a productive week and keeping busy, and hope that you guys are doing well in your business and are making lots of money. And I'm very excited to be here with you guys. I've been very, very busy myself. It's actually refreshing to take the time and to just connect with you guys. I want to thank everyone for those of you that are tuning in and listening. I want to thank you for listening. And today, we are going to discuss a topic that pertains to those individuals that may be selling a business and those that may be buying a business. And so I'm speaking to business owners that are selling or people that are buying a business. And it's the idea of I want to discuss the Bulk Sale Act and what that act means. And again, this really applies only for California. Again, everything we discuss on this program is geared towards things that happen in California. And the idea of the Bulk Sale Act, I mean, you guys can look this up and read all about it, but I'm not going to give you a definition that is hard. I like to simplify things for you guys. So basically, a Bulk Sale Act is the idea that if you're selling the assets of a business that may include the assets, the inventory, and the goodwill of a business, it's the idea that you have to run that business through an escrow. Okay, so yes, when you are selling a business, folks, you gotta have an escrow. Buyers, when you're buying, if you are buying a business for its assets, inventory, and goodwill, which that's the common way people tend to buy businesses, you have to run your transaction through escrow. And originally, many years ago when the Bulk Sale Act took place, and I think that was in maybe the 70s, don't hold me to that, but when it started really doesn't matter for our conversation. It was started to protect buyers and creditors. And I'll explain how it protects buyers and how it protects creditors. It protects buyers so that they can ensure that the buyer is taking on a business free and clear of all of the business and the seller's debt obligations. So the idea is kind of like when you buy a home, you want title to your home or your property to be free and clear of all debts. This is the same way. And it's to protect the buyer and to make sure that that buyer gets a business that's free and clear of all obligations. And then I'm going to go back and say what some of those obligations may be in a bit here. And it protects creditors because when you do an escrow under a bulk sale, escrow puts out a bulk sale notice to creditors to say, look, if this business owes you any money, now it's the time to speak up. And again, that's how creditors are protected. And if you think about it, if the creditor is protected and they get paid, then they don't have to come after anybody else. And it's preventing basically a seller from selling a business with lots of debt and obligations to it. The new buyer comes in and then creditors start popping up to the new buyer saying, hey, you know what? The guy before you here owed us some money. And then you have to say, well, wait, it wasn't really me. I'm the new owner. And so rather than going through that whole thing, and there's a lot of legalities with that, which we will discuss, that's a whole different episode, but that's really what the Bulk Sale Act does. So remember, it protects the buyer to make sure that they get a business free and clear of all debt, and it protects the creditor. And for the buyer, you guys have to understand that when you buy a business, there's some things that have to happen, okay? In other words, this is the opportunity that when you take over that lease, you take over that lease and there's no rent owed, and escrow insures that, okay? It's the idea that most businesses have employees. So what escrow does is it makes sure that the EDD account for payroll that is set up with the state is all satisfied and paid in full. If that business pays sales tax or is a type of business like it's retail or a restaurant that actually collects and pays sales tax to the California Department and Tax Fee Administration, which is the CDTFA, it makes sure that that account is paid and that seller had been paying all their sales tax and there's nothing owed. It allows for escrow to facilitate the closure of the EDD account, the payroll account with the state of California. It allows escrow to facilitate the closure of the sales tax account, and then it puts the new buyer's sales tax account on file, okay? We discussed it. It ensures that you take over a lease that doesn't have any money owed on it. It ensures that all the vendors that were dealing with the business have been paid. You don't want one of the vendors to come knocking on the new buyer's door asking to be paid funds. If there's any contractual obligations with that existing seller, escrow will facilitate that these contracts are either assumed or paid off. So it's really a lot of protection and for the buyer and creditors that we're dealing with the business and or vendors. And it's, in my opinion, it's also protection for the seller too. The seller will get to have closure ensuring that everything has been paid off, okay, and there's nothing owed by that seller. And if there is money owed by the seller, okay, it's all being satisfied from the proceeds of the sale of their business, okay? So this is, and part of this process too is escrow does a UCC search. Okay, UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, people will put a UCC lien on a business if they're owed money. So escrow will do a UCC search, make sure that that seller doesn't owe any money. Again, this is huge, huge. If you are a buyer, this is the way you want to buy a business. It's the law. You have to follow this Bulk Sale Act. It's really not an option. For businesses that go for sale for 10,000 to 5 million, okay? So it's 10,000 to 5 million. So most people are transacting within those figures. So if you're buying a restaurant, retail, whatever it is you're buying, a dry cleaner, anything you are buying, okay? And if you're buying it by where you're buying the assets, the inventory, and the goodwill, it is not a choice. You must run it through escrow. And as a buyer, when you are approaching a seller who is selling their business, this is the way to do it. And you must demand from the seller to do an escrow. And seller, if you are selling your business and you get approached by a buyer, you must demand that the transaction goes through an escrow. Do not let a buyer talk you into buying your place and doing a deal outside of escrow. Escrow is huge in the state of California. It is huge when it comes to business transactions. There are escrow companies, just so you know, that specialize in bulk sale transactions. And this is key. Not every escrow company does this, okay? And I'm not going to recommend anybody. I know who they are, but I try to refrain from recommending anybody. But you can do your own due diligence. You can look it up online. There are plenty of companies. And when you search the internet, what you want is bulk sale escrow companies. If you punch in those words, these key phrases, bulk sale escrow companies, you will come up with plenty of escrow companies that can handle this type of transaction. Also, too, if the business you are buying has a liquor or beer and wine license, okay, it's the opportunity to for escrow to assist and facilitate that process. They do not facilitate the entire process. They do facilitate some of it. Again, we can have a whole discussion on how a liquor or beer and wine license transfers hands, but that's not the today is not the day for that. But what I'm saying is that gets covered in the process as well, the transfer of any liquor license or alcohol license. So again, bulk sale transactions. When you hear those words, that's the idea that you must run your transaction through escrow. And a lot of businesses are listed by brokers that do business transactions, and they are aware of this. And hopefully you are with a good broker who's listing your business, or if you are a buyer, you're with a good broker who's helping you buy this business. And I just, you know, again, the goal of this program is to educate you guys and to give you all the knowledge and information you need to become better business owners and entrepreneurs. So you can ask your broker right away and say, look, I need this to run through a escrow. And your broker, if he is a good one or agent, they will definitely agree with you and comply. And chances are, too, they know escrow companies so that to facilitate this type of transaction. Okay. So again, to recap, the Bulk Sale Act was put into place to mainly protect buyers and creditors, to ensure that buyers buy a business free and clear of all its debts, and to ensure that creditors that are owed money by this specific business who is now selling, it ensures them an opportunity, or it gives them an opportunity, I should say, to put in their demand of what is owed so that they can get paid, so that that new buyer takes this business free and clear of any debt obligations. And remember, we talked about two state agencies that escrow will look into, and that's the employee account for payroll, right, with the state of California, and sales tax, which is ran by the state of California. It ensures that those accounts get closed and no money is owed. Okay. I cannot stress this enough. I get a lot of people that come into my office and they don't know this stuff, and I have to explain it to them. So I thought it would be a good thing for us to have a little segment on this. And I'm giving you the information so you can have it. Please use it, okay? And as you notice, I always like to keep our episodes somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, and I do this for a reason. I do this because, one, I don't want to overwhelm you guys with information, because I know some of this information is complex, and I don't want to overwhelm you with information. And the other reason why I keep it short is because I encourage everyone to go back and listen to the episodes a couple more times, maybe a few more times. And I encourage that because I want you to know the stuff, like they say, cold turkey. Okay. I want you to know it very well. And if I make my episodes long, it's kind of hard to go back and listen to an hour episode two or three times. But if it's 15 to 20 minutes, you guys will likely go back and keep listening. So Bulk Sale Act, there you go. You know it now. Listen to this episodes a couple of times. Get this down. If you're buying a business, it's gotta run through the Bulk Sale Act, meaning you gotta have an escrow. Sellers, if you are selling a business, you must sell it through escrow. And that way, both seller and buyer are completely protected. I think that's it for today. This concludes our episode. Again, I'm glad that you guys turned out to listen and are listening. And I will be talking to you guys in a couple of weeks. I want you guys to stay positive and be as productive as you can be and stay very, very focused on your business and what you are doing. I feel the struggle. I'm sit down with business owners every day. And if I'm not sitting down with them, I'm talking to them on the phone. I know what you guys are going through. Believe me, I own two businesses myself. So you are talking to someone that completely gets it. In addition to owning two businesses of my own, I do nothing but work with business owners. So as you can imagine, I really have a good beat on what's happening out there. Times are rough right now in the sense of there's a great deal of inflation. Things are expensive. There's an employee shortage. So I understand all that, but that doesn't mean that we give up. You hang in there, you keep pushing, you keep your head up, and you stay focused. The main thing, guys, is to stay focused. The more you are focused on your business and what's happening within your business, the more likely you are to make good decisions. All right, I will be talking to you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.